I'm Bryn, this is Heather. We are friends and we are so excited because in our pharmacy journey, we are just wanting to share. So we want to start a podcast and we're very new at this. So we're just going to record it and upload it to YouTube and figure it out.
So today we came together. We actually came to her house, her dining room table, and it's been quite a journey. We've talked and talked and talked about doing a podcast and
for months.
So I think we wanted to do a podcast. Why? Because we think that we have a lot of experience and a lot of topics as pharmacists that we're not the only ones wrestling with. That yes. There are a lot of people kind of curious and trying things and wondering about things just like we are. I think that we thought, let's talk about this. Surely there's...
Has it been less than a year? Like, we both made, like, major, major career changes.
Yeah.
In under a year. Like, I love where I am at in an independent pharmacy setting, and I'm just learning a ton. I'm starting a side business and really learning how to bring solutions to providers using technology, whether it's pharmacogenetic testing or molecular testing. And Heather's been doing MTM, work independently on her own from home. So she's really in control of her schedule. And so this is just very new for us. So we wanted to share maybe where our journeys have been, how we got where we are, and just things we're learning along the way. We both love to inspire students. We both mentor for the University of Florida. We have preceptors that we do training with students. So this is just kind of another avenue that we can share what we're going through or struggling with.
Yeah, and Bryn, I think like another part I think that we'll bring is our journey had its ups and downs. And I think we had amazing jobs before and yet we love our jobs now, but it wasn't easy to make that transition. We went through a lot and we had a lot of questions, and we think that just those experiences of what we went through will definitely be something that if anyone out there is thinking of making a jump or a shift, I like to call it a shift.
Right.
Can they do it? That's always the big question. Like, can I do this? And so I think we went through a lot personally to kind of like get our head around it. Like, can we do it personally? Is it going to be the best thing for me? Is it going to be the best thing for my family? And so I think that'll help. And I think for new pharmacists, like students, to go ahead and have someone share that kind of experience.
Yeah.
To have that in your pocket, to know that as you go through your career that, you know, that you may go through a couple of different jobs. You don't have to necessarily stay in a position forever. And so I think as students, like Bryn said, we do a lot of that now with our students sharing our career path to help pharmacy students that are coming through the system. So it's very natural for us to kind of share.
Yeah, we were kind of planning about who like our target audience would be and just who we could best serve, basically. We definitely feel like stuck pharmacists are definitely somebody we can help just shed light on other ideas, open your mind to what else is out there so you don't have to be stuck. Women pharmacists in particular, for both of us, we're both working moms. We have both just had a passion for helping people. So all you women out there, we are definitely on your side. And then, like I said, like we both mentioned, pharmacy students, we're very passionate about helping pharmacy students, helping guide them. So those are kind of our main people we feel like we could best help or serve. And then also just, I mean, in life, there's so many health journeys like we're overcoming in our own lives and growing. And I feel like we have a lot to share even with like the general public interested in more than just here's your pill. Like, what else can you be doing to improve your health? I've gone on a big fitness journey this year. I got into weightlifting. I love it. I've gotten into meal prepping, and I never thought I could do that. I would study it and never actually be able to do it. Now I can do it. So there's just a lot of skills. Heather's gotten into yoga lately and just how much it's transformed her life. And so we kind of have different elements we can share.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we have the pharmacy commonality to bring. And I think as we sat here together talking, it was really interesting that we kind of, we took a different path in pharmacy, but those paths, we were led kind of by different callings.
Yeah.
And yet, I think, you know, my calling is more like yours in the health and wellness. I'm definitely into health and wellness, just like Bryn. but I'm also personally on a journey to just become a better person. But before I even become a better person, trying to figure out who in the world I actually am in the first place, which I think a lot of us go, who am I, right? Because we fit into this box of I'm a mom, I'm a pharmacist, you know, check off, this is who I am, I'm in this box. And for years, and when I made this shift, I had to ask myself, what did I want to do after I was already decided I was going to make my shift? And everyone was asking me, so where are you going? What are you going to do? And I couldn't even think about what I wanted to do or what Heather wanted, because I had to get out of that box. And so I've been on a personal journey over this past year. My journey has been really more focused on finding out who I am, like truly am, who Heather is, not necessarily attached to being a mom or being a pharmacist, like who am I and what are the things in life that I really want to achieve personally and what does that look like and how do I make that journey? And so I have done a lot of yoga, a lot of meditation. I've read tons of books about the law of attraction and just being more present. So I think I bring a lot of that and also the MTM world, and even I think where personal careers are going are in different directions,
right?
But in pharmacy still,
right, so in pharmacy.
And so I think it's really exciting that we're going to be able to talk, I think, a lot of about pharmacy in general, but about life, just
right,
like you said,
the changes we see in pharmacy, the personal journeys we're going through. I think we should throw in there how we actually like met like years ago. We won't say how many years, but it was back at a retail type chain and we were working together. I think, were you still in school?
I think I was.
I think we were both still in pharmacy school, just a couple years apart. And so she entered the pharmacist world before I did, but it was, I mean, pharmacy is a small world. I've warned my students, like, it is a small world. So make your friends.
It sure is. And you run into people all the time. And we do it all the time. And now that we have Facebook and social media, you do it even more so. It's really crazy. So we really just feel, as we kept talking to each other and reconnecting over the years, it seems like we always kind of bounced into each other,
yes,
whether it was in local pharmacy association meetings or just in a store or whatever. And we kind of knew, we kind of connected, I think, on a vibe that was a common vibe.
Yes.
And it was just been really neat to kind of grow as individuals, but yet always be connected.
Yes.
And,
and they kind of collided like this last year. It's like we both
at the
like,
gym.
Yes. We totally went like just completely different from our normal jobs. And that transition just to have someone like go through it with you and you weren't alone and
to ask questions. And so that's a big reason why we thought we need to talk more about this, because we can't be the only ones.
If we can do it, you can do it.
Right. You can do it. So we really think everybody is really curious in things that we can share and talk about. And we're just going to be a conduit, I think, for information. We don't know it all, honestly.
No.
We're just going to be stumbling through sharing this with you. But we really think that there are a lot of people out there that want to just improve their career, improve their pharmacy direction maybe, or even just their health. We have a lot to talk about health-wise, improving your health. And your relationships, all of this stuff that we're going to be talking about is not only, I don't think, focused just on pharmacy, but it's going to potentially make you a better person for yourself and a better person in your relationships as well.
I'm surprising this on Heather, but I always like to figure out how I'm going to add value, and this just came in my mind, but self-care. What are like three self-care things you did this week that like just totally built you up?
You're asking me that question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise.
That was a statement.
Yes. Because I just believe in self-care. Like, self-care is so important. And when you fill yourself up and you can give. I can't give if I'm not built up. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I teach my students, like, what are you doing? What does your self-care actually look like? We can talk about it, but what does it look like?
Right. So I would say three things that I did this week that are self-care, at least three. I did more than three.
Yeah. Good job.
I did go to yoga a couple of times this week, and to me, yoga is physically demanding, so I feel better health-wise physically afterwards, but it's also a mental exercise. Mm-hmm. And talking about mental exercise, I meditate too, so I meditated a couple of times this week, actually this morning we talked about, off-screen. But a third thing I did was I reached out to a girlfriend of mine, another girlfriend, to connect with her because it had been a while, and I actually have a business question, and she has her own business. And so I reached out to her and I said, let's do some lunch. I want to connect with you. We need to talk. And so I think that's what I found really important is when you feel alone, because you do feel like nobody else is going through this, I found that I needed to reach out to people like you or people I know who are just close friends that can just listen to me as I go, I don't know what I'm doing and I want to quit my job and I'm crazy. Just tell me I'm crazy. That I really needed to have connection with women in particular or friends that I could like have non-judgmental conversations with.
Yes. I love it. My three self-care things, because my battery's going to die
soon. Okay.
No, you're good. I love this. definitely the gym. I love heavy lifting. Mm. And so I, even on my days that I didn't have to go into work, where I was working from home, I set that alarm for 5 a.m., got in there, and I just feel so good when I do it. I got a massage this week. That's very nice. Very good self-care. I went to lunch with friends. So just like you had mentioned, I made a girls' lunch on Wednesday, and it just feeds my soul. Is so beautiful just to connect and kind of vent about parenting stuff a little bit and get ideas. Bedtime routine's been really tough. And this is a fourth one that's upcoming, but I have a date night. We're going out tonight. Whoop, babysitter whoop. And everything. This is very huge. And I do not plan on doing bedtime routine tonight. That is totally the babysitter. I'm not coming home till he's in bed. Okay. So those are some self-care tips that we are giving to you guys. Feel free to use and make your own.
And go, no way. So, but yeah, and I think just from hopefully seeing the short video, we really just wanted to show you our build up to this and our wrestling with it. And our plan to kind of make something that is impactful and helpful. And
real. Very real.
And we're going to be real, obviously. We don't know any other way to be. No. So. Stick with us, and we hope you enjoy something that comes through, and please just stay with us and
connect with
follow
us.
Follow along.
Let
please.
Us know if there's something you want to learn that we can help you with, or if we need to expand on certain things. But
or if you have an idea or something, a topic you want to hear more about, or somebody that could come and share with us, please let us know.
But we're excited to talk with you guys, and thanks for watching.
Bye.